This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Everybody just wonders, how does Jones know everything? Why is Jones almost always right? Well, because the criminals tell us what they're going to do, and then no one seems to want to care. I read in medical papers and medical journals that listeners actually sent me in like 1996, because nobody else would cover this stuff, that they were doing animal-human clones with pigs and humans in the 1980s. Well, that's in the news today, and everyone's like, Jones, how did he predict it? I didn't predict it. It's like Jones predicted there's a place called Hoover Dam in Nevada. And I was driving through Nevada, and I pulled up, and it was there. He predicted it, and then it appeared. No, it was built back in the 30s or whatever. You understand how frustrating this is? I'm going to explain this to everybody one more time. I liked cartoons, and I liked Pulp Fiction, and I liked books about Conan the Barbarian, you know, written back in the 30s. And then I started reading my parents' history books and got hooked on that. And then there was a book written by Hitler, Mein Kampf, so I thought I'd read that. And then there was a book by Winston Churchill, I thought I'd read that. By the time I was like 12 years old, I was reading Friedrich Nietzsche. Now, then I started reading Zbigniew Brzezinski by the time I was about 12. My mother would be like, what the hell are you doing reading the secret British wartime report, The Mind of Adolf Hitler, when you're 12 years old? It was way better than the comic books. I was a great reader. You know, I read at 12th grade level when I was 8 years old. Wasn't good at math, though. And so I'm here like I know a language. Other people don't know the language. And they think like I'm showing off when I say stuff like this. And it's like, oh, that's just his opinion. No, none of this is my opinion. So I began to read where they were saying that they would set up a planetary government, get rid of family, and then phase out the population. And I thought, this is really wild because these people run things. And they projected forward computers and tracking us and controlling us and social credit scores and all of this. And I had a lot of family that was intellectual and was, you know, studying how things worked. So I just thought everybody knew this stuff. So here we are today. Now here's the rest of the story. It's not about how I know all this. It's how they're not in the testing phase anymore. They've gone operational. And so can we put the headline up for the live show today, please? From InfoWars.com. Every day we have a posting with a live audio and video feed in it. And it says right there, we are now in the New World Order. Tune into this emergency broadcast if you want to live. Because when you look at people, and when you see children that are 2 or 3 years old today, they're growing up in a dystopia. And it's going to accelerate very, very quickly. And that's the last generation that'll even be able to have children. And most of them won't be able to. And most of the children you see today will be dead by the time they're 20 years old of cancers and other things implanted in them. And you'll be told, oh, something else caused it, but it's the vaccines. You're all being killed. We're all dying. So I want all the FBI agents to know. I want all the bureaucrats to know. I want liberals to know, conservatives to know. Everybody thinks you're part of the system. You're not part of the system. I can tell you the people running this are not in control. Now, they've been given advanced knowledge interdimensionally. That's how they get it. You'd call it Satanism. But it's aliens. And they're running a plan to have us slowly all kill ourselves and merge with machines. Now, if you want to go through this, go ahead and accept it. But you need to understand this is a planetary takeover. That's what it is. And any of you that go along with this are fools. Because we received the transmission 2,000 years ago that it will be stopped. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now is the time to get prepared. You got to pray to God and get your soul ready. You got to be prepared to physically defend yourself and your family. And you've also got to get things that allow you and your family to not be dependent on the system. That's why they want to bankrupt the economy. It's why they want to destroy the infrastructure of this nation. Because they want all of us on our knees so they can dictate our surrender to them. InfoWars is a critical organization in the fight against the globalists. And if you gave us straight up donations, that would be great because our work is important. We appreciate it. But we bring you great products so that you get high-quality products at the same time as supporting the InfoWar by 360 Win. Well, we've only got a few days left to get 2020 prices before the prices go up on high-quality storable food with huge discounts as big as $850 discount on a year's supply of food at InfoWarStore.com. So take advantage of these sales right now at InfoWarStore.com while you still can. Every element, every angle of the globalist operation. And I can tell you that it is demonically inspired and not of this world. I don't get into flying saucers, Roswell, little green men, Sidonia on Mars, any of that stuff. Though I've had dinner with Apollo astronauts that told me that the government does have secret operations with aliens. All I know is that interdimensionally, there is an attack on this planet. And so we can look at all this news and all the things that are happening and all the insanity, and we can say to ourselves, well, this is man-made. But it's not. We have a fallen nature, but we are being manipulated, and the Bible tells us that interdimensionally, a creature that is out of the light spectrum vision that we can see fell to this planet and has a plan to overtake us, play God, and then use us and our creativity to build an escape system for it off of the planet. That's how advanced we are. We are way more advanced than the species, the creature that turned against God. Now that's the Bible, folks. And the whole secret societies and the churches and the Masons, and all of that is to keep you from that information. But Solomon knew it. The Egyptians knew it. The Aztecs knew it and were overtaken by it. That's what this is. And they've proven now in scientific studies, and I told you this before it was declassified, because I heard it directly when I was a child from people that were in the program and in the project, that they had groups then taking intravenous DMT and things like that, and like astronauts going into the other dimension and communicating with these entities and making deals and getting knowledge back, which you read in the Graham Grimoire Black Magic books, the real ones, not the pop culture ones that are out there. You got to get into private libraries like the Getty and places we've been allowed into. There's some of our sources, Gavin Wentz, Lee Weaver's husband, got us into the actual main satanic library in North America from his contacts. Tapestries of Black Sabbaths, bleeding children out, everything. We actually put that video out. And so they've definitely done some good work there. So that's what we're dealing with here. And when you pull back from it and you understand that, then everything else makes sense. I can talk about the martial law. I can talk about the lockdown. I can talk about the mask. I can talk about the announcements that you're going to have vaccines and travel passports to fly. It's now official. I mean, we're off the edge of the cliff. We're in the New World Order now. But if you don't understand that at the end of this, everybody dies and there's no more children, and in the process of wanting to live through the social credit score, they tighten the noose down, they tighten the vice down until you are involved in public rituals of sterilizing your children, sterilizing yourself, resisting God, resenting God, and turning over your humanity because you're so sick
You've got to merge with machines so you just believe you have a chance to still live, though you will actually die. But it will be a law that you cannot call the synthetics that are human machine merged cyborgs dead. If you say that's not a person anymore, they didn't transfer over to the machine, it's a fraud, it's a complex AI mimicking them, that will be punishable by death. I have the entire enemy blueprint. All right? And now I've studied this so much, and now we've gone so far, and I've experienced things at different levels to where now anybody can go read what the globalists say and what they do and know what they're going to carry out. But now from my immersion in this, since about 7 years old, I can, to use the analogy, see the code of the Matrix. And so let me just tell you for sure that it's only going to get worse from here. The good times are over. Don't commit suicide, folks. You're here to warn others. And we have spirits. They can get our bodies. They can put us. They can torture us. They can rape us. But God is real. Good is real. And we are resonating to really bad darkness. And the planet is being turned completely over to Satan right now. And it is going to be so bad. That's why you look at Bill Gates. You look at Warren Buffett. You look at Prince Charles. You look at Prince Philip. I mean, pull up a photo of Prince Philip. Type in crazy Prince Philip. You look at Jimmy Savile. You look at Brian Stelter. You look at Joe Biden. You look at Hillary Clinton. Those aren't people in power. Those aren't people that are happy. Those are slaves. Those are wraiths. Those are people that have resonated so long and so much with raw demonic possession. An experience that is extremely exhilarating at one level, but deeper into it, it becomes total bondage. But the boiling satanic rage is unlike anything you've ever felt. I have felt it. It is extremely addictive. But I only dipped into it maybe 20 times, and it's extremely high-level satanic energy as well. I'm talking Lucifer energy. These people are more like gremlins. But you look at a Prince Philip, Prince Charles, or the Rockefellers or Rothschilds, that's Lucifer energy, okay? This is not a game, folks. And so I'm just going to tell you everything. I'm going to just start laying it all out for you. Because you have to understand, I don't know if Adelson has that look. I mean, he has a look of like a old sick man, and they had a parasitic business model, but look at Stelter, look at Hillary, look at Prince Charles tries to hide it, but look at Prince Philip, he can't hide it. That's why they don't have it out in public now. I mean, you look at him, the latest photos of him, I mean, it looks like that, but actually 10 times more evil. Looks like Stelter, but a Transylvanian Vlad the Impaler model. Yeah. I mean, that is the direct descendant of Count Dracula. That is Dracula. I mean, these people aren't, those people drink blood, okay? Blood transfusions weekly of children. It's all on record. Now, see, you need to grow up, folks. That is a avatar. That is a bodysuit for an alien. And all of you have a supercomputer brain that's tied into the universe. You all know when I say that, you get chills up your back and the hair stands up on your arms because you already know that. You don't need me to tell you that. Christ came up to these men that were demon-possessed. They were saying, we're going to kill you. And Christ said, in the name of God, devils out of these men. And the devils left those men on that hilltop and ran into some wild pigs, and the pigs ran off the edge of a cliff. And so, again, aliens don't land in flying saucers like Mars Attacks and come out with ray guns. They take over your electrochemical magnetic system with a jamming oscillation frequency at a space-time continuum transmission. And the only way to block it is to have free will and accept God's energy of love and justice and freedom and to resonate with that. But with great wisdom comes great sorrow. Because if you actually become a real Christian and tune into the Christ energy, you will then see the Satanism, and you won't be able to be part of it. You won't be able to join it. And it will be very painful to you to know that the universe's secrets and have a connection to the absolute creator of everything and to have free will and know how good it is, and then to see weird Count Dracula creatures on top, big piles of marble and gold suits and all this, like a bunch of Skeksis dressed up, how powerful they are, and they're all being promised life extension technology, you're going to live forever, you're going to merge with machines, but first you've got to suck all the knowledge out of humanity and use our incredible God-given creativity, made in the little g, to build this fabulous system, but all we get is the poison and the trash and the radiation and the death. We don't get any of the actual good stuff. And, of course, the globalists are so twisted, they can't even use any of the good stuff. They can't even recognize it. And so I just want to tell liberals, conservatives, all of you, look, I know what happened with Trump. Wishful thinking happened with Trump. So I'm going to tell you what really went down with Trump when we come back. I've thought about this, I've prayed about this, and I'll explain when we come back. But just listen to me. Listen to me. The New World Order is here. Tune in to this emergency broadcast if you want to live. That's not a joke, because the God of this world loves death. Loves death.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief.
There's too much confusion.
There's too much confusion.
Well, Bob Dylan can write a song. Jimi Hendrix can sing it and play the guitar, and they live forever.
Businessman there, drink my wine.
As long as humanity lives on.
Come and take my earth.
We recognize beauty. We recognize strength. We connect with the universe that God made. We commune with God. We interface. God experiences the universe through us. We are probes sent out by the Almighty to experience and create life. Create diversity. All right, here's the truth about Donald Trump. Donald Trump is a service-oriented type individual who has messianic instincts, as any real alpha male would, trying to lead and empower and believing that they could do things for their people so they'll bust their ass. That's called a motivating system. It's like a high horsepower car. And he sees the service economy falling apart. He sees America run down. And he says, why should we sell to China? We're better than them. He sees the globalists wanting to vandalize America and piss on us because they're a bunch of hunchback New World Order people. And they want to defile it, just like Satanists want to defile a child, just like vandals want to burn down a beautiful building. Or cut a beautiful woman's nose off. They do it because they're spiritually ugly. And we are such incredible beings made in the image of the Creator that they want to annihilate us. And so, everything is an exercise of globalist, Skeksis-like spider power over those of us that are at a embryonic level of human development. But they have full awareness of how powerful they are and are just fundamentally, galactically, universally envious of our very existence, and they want to rape us and torture us and tear us into pieces and poison us, but it will never raise them up. It will never build them up because they're not human. And humans can turn their will over to energy that's not human. And when they do that, you see what they want. All these UN officials, the PBS official, and all these undercover Veritas videos, what do they say? And now the UN publicly, we want to come to your houses. We want to take your children for re-education. And the most the parents need to be taken. Children, give us. And that's the spirit right there. And I'm literally showing you what it looks like. It's you got to have it. It's like a person starving to death with a big cheeseburger sitting right there. You're in the Sahara Desert and there's a big glass of ice water. They just want it so bad. They just want to gouge your children's eyes out and tear their tongues out with forks and rape them and pour battery acid down their throats and hear them beg for mommy. They want to put them in cages and sit there while the kid begs for food while they starve to death. They want to take them out every hour and rape them. They want to defile. They're going to kill you. Have you figured that out yet? They want to inject you and give you cancer and poison you and hurt you because they like it. Bill Gates wants to annihilate you, period. What does the Bible say? They come to kill, steal, and destroy. So Trump likes women and golf courses and steaks and lobster tails and human adulation. He Yeah, of course he's narcissistic. That's what the left calls anyone that believes in themselves or cares about themselves, has an image. Oh, that's narcissistic. That's all just mumbo globalist satanic jumbo. None of it means anything. They label human behaviors and traits and then act like they invented that and created it under God, and all it is a satanic pervert pedophile cult. Sigmund Freud. I mean, Freud, Skinner, all of them were pedophiles. My God, they admitted it. That's just the beginning, screwing a five-year-old girl or boy. They want to kill you. They want your soul. They want your energy. They want desperation in children. Because that's like nails on a chalkboard to God. And God will get pissed and allow devils to take over if people don't stand up. So the Satanists know what they're doing. They train you to accept evil. So let me go back to Trump. Trump thought he could go in there and defeat these people. And he's never been a devil worshiper, but he did whatever was popular. But as he felt the real evil, he got closer to God because his wife is a Christian. And he felt the energy of God and Christ empowering him and got into that energy and that mission. Because Trump's an energy guy. He doesn't believe in religions and names and this or that. We've had conversations about the energy. And so the enemy let Trump get in. He did win by a landslide the first time and the second time. They let him get in to energize the left and then have people reject controlled borders, reject law and order, reject populism, reject jobs, reject an optimistic future, and to say, no, we want an evil pedophile communist Chinese zombie and an evil prosecutor that was so vicious to black people, she's legendary. I mean, she would just literally go, you're black, I'm giving you triple the sentence. They would say, why? She said, blah. I mean, she's just, blah. I mean, Adolf Hitler. So, the blacks know it. She has like less than 0.5% support rate with blacks. Like, why would the globals do that? It's about force feeding, making you give up, making you not believe it. Like, Pelosi's like, oh, people burn stuff, people do what they do, it's a good thing. And meanwhile, a few dozen people break a few things, they get killed. And the media's like, it was Pearl Harbor, the worst day ever. That's supposed to be oxymoronic. But yes, Trump buys into science, buys into the professionals. He doesn't get the eugenics. He doesn't get it's on purpose. He projects his own decency on people. Trump just likes to have fun. He's got a lot of energy. But he projects his own decency on you and me. And the globalist. And hey, it's well-founded when he projects it on you, but it's not well-founded with the establishment. And so they put him in. They let him get in to charge up the left with hatred, with the 10 minutes of hate, to do anything and to accept any level of tyranny, including celebrating killing Trump supporters and putting us on no-fly list and taking our bank accounts away. Literal authoritarian blueprint, the signature blueprint, because they turned their will over through that manipulation. Like tug of war with a dog. And the more you tug, you're bringing towards a cliff. And the dog doesn't even recognize that you're going sideways while you're tugging. He's not looking. He goes off the cliff. They got us right there. So I should have done a better job reaching out to the left and all these groups and really talking directly to them. And it's been that potential I've had that the enemy fears doesn't want. And I should teach, and I should cover the globalists, different angles of it, the philosophy, and like I said, break the left-right paradigm. Because the Republicans and Democrats are part of the same system. You see that again right now. Trump was a populist movement. It was powerful, but I put too much hope in it. You did as well. And then the Q thing is, again, a way to lead our movement with a lot of legitimate stuff and covering real topics that are there and doing a lot of good so people believe it when it gives you the orders to carry out the violence. So then they can set us all up. So we just have to tell it like it is and not try to win popularity contests. 7 days till Trump's gone, 150-something hours. And Biden's going to hit the ground running with false flag terror attacks and more. We'll tell you what's coming next, according to the enemy blueprint. We could change the blueprint, though, if we expose it and if we pray. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. I want to warn all patriots in the United States and across the world that are listening to my voice. I'm Alex Jones. I've been in this fight 27 years, and I've studied every angle of their operations. And I
I'm here to tell you as clear as day. They have organizations on message boards and other groups posing as patriot leaders and posing as President Trump, anonymously telling you to have armed marches in all 50 states coming up on the 20th and before that. You are being set up. I was there in D.C. with a million peaceful people, and I watch Antifa and other leftist groups pose as our people and set us up. Thank God the patriots did not engage in the rioting, so only a few people did it, so the thing was a misfire. It was a dud. But the left is hungry to declare all Trump supporters terrorists, and they're planning terrorist attacks and mass shootings on the 20th to blame the American people. Do not be part of it. We are peaceful. We are not violent.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's Wednesday, January 13th, the year is 2021. 7 days until the man that had it all together, trust the plan, he was invincible. Gitmo was full of Hillary. They were already there. Everybody was already locked up. Tom Hanks was there. I told you none of it was true. I told you it was globalist run PSYOP. And I know all about it. And I know who started it. And I know who it got taken away from and the different groups. But don't listen to somebody that actually is named Alexander Jones. It's actually been on air 27 years. It's actually steered you true over and over again. Stick your hand randomly into an 8chan rat hole and get it chewed off. See how it feels. Because just like folks that invest in a Nigerian email scam, most people just keep investing and never admit they were scammed. And I can't help you then. People are like, oh, but Q exposed all these good things. And like, Q exposed the pedophilia. Oh, Q did. Oh, 2.5 years ago. Glad they came around. Took credit for all this stuff. And that's just not what I care about. But it's like a mouse that says, well, that's a pretty nice piece of cheese right there. You know, one mouse is named Bob. The other mouse is named Bill. And Bob goes, that's a big old piece of cheddar cheese. It smells good. And he goes, hey, Bob. Bill says, Bob, that's a mouse trap. I saw my brother killed by one of those a few months ago. Had a big old piece of peanut butter on it. Smelled even better. And luckily, he went first. I'm sad he's dead, but I was going to get it, too. I didn't know what it was. I just thought it was some peanut butter. That thing will snap you. It's like a metal trap. It'll bite you. It's like a metal jaw. You don't want to go. And Bob looks at Bill, and he goes, Bill, there's no such thing. You just want the cheese. So the mouse starts walking over towards it, and Bill says to Bob, please, you're my cousin. There's plenty of grain outside. You know, there's a pond over there. We can find some food. We get that garbage thing at the back of the place. Trust me. I promise you. I'll go find you some cheese and bring it to you, please. And Bob looks at Bill and says, shut up. Pushes him aside and just goes right over and goes, snap, breaks the neck. And then the next week, another trap gets put out. And Bill's out there again, this time going, do not get near it. People say, oh, you just don't want us to have the cheese. You're just jealous of the cheese. I'm like, please, no, I don't care. Please, listen. I was already here before you. I could have had the cheese. Trust me, it'll kill you. Well, why do you care about me? And that's the key. Those mice don't care about other mice. Not all mice are like that. Not all people are like that. And so when someone sees you warning them, these Satanists, these fallen people, the minions, the first rule is they're selfish. They think when you're warning them, you've got an angle. They think that you care, that it's like you're trying to show off. You know, I have a lot of family that got paralyzed or got very sick from vaccines. I mean, most of my family did. And all of you family got sick, too. You know that. I mean, there are two people in this building right now whose children died from vaccines. On record, just dead. One of them, one person that lost their child, has a next-door neighbor whose mother got paralyzed last week from the shot. So, you know, that's just two houses in one neighborhood in Austin. One person's got a dead child. Other person's got a paralyzed mother. I mean, but, oh, it's not going to be on the news, ladies and gentlemen. And the globalists, that's why they've come to me. And they said, Jones, people are going to evolve to submit to us. They don't deserve to live. The fact that you understand this means you're one of us. And I go, really? The fact that I see what you're doing, it makes me you? And they go, yeah. No, you have an intelligence, but you've turned it over to evil. I have a basic intelligence, and I don't feel good hurting people. I don't like that. I don't like being a bad person. I don't like cheating people. And so that's what it comes down to. So to all the liberals, all the conservatives, all the Christians, the Buddhists, the Muslims, the agnostics, whatever you are, you selfish Satanists that call yourself Satanists because it's cool to tell somebody you're a Satanist, you know, at a bar or whatever. It's not cool. You just think it means you're a libertarian or selfish. Well, that's your Satanism. It's not the real one. The real Satanism is about pushing past boundaries and doing really, really destructive, hateful things and hurting people and not caring and being a predator. And not in a respectful way, like you kill a deer and then harvest it for the food. No, you're killing people's dreams. You're stealing people's destinies. You're hurting the loving energy on this planet. You're not good people. You're failures. And it's why you're all so scrawny and ugly and sick. Because you're losers that the satanic system crushed. And now you've gone to the thing that abused you, hoping you could get power by the thing that abused you, when all it will do is continue to destroy you. You people are seeking after power. You will get so much power from the Holy Ghost that you will be ashamed of yourself and what you were, and you will not even know how to deal with it, because God is infinitely greater than that. Just the reflected energy from the Godhead is so incredible. It is in a trillion leagues above Lucifer and the selfish devils of the field. All right, I got to hit the world news and get all the temporal stuff, but the Pope is a satanic high priest, publicly. All the major capitals except for Brazil and maybe a few Eastern European countries are in the cold of the wicked one. And so the allegory is, you're standing at a ski slope, and it looks like there's been a big torrential snow the night before, and they've got the slopes closed because of danger of avalanche. They're about to fire some mortars up there to cause an avalanche. And you're somebody that understands this, and you're a mountain manager. And people show up, and they go, oh, we're going to hike up there. And you go, no, I'm sorry, it's closed. There's an avalanche danger. They're like, well, I don't see any avalanche. No, just believe me, there's going to be an avalanche probably the next hour. We're just waiting, okay? And it's the same thing where they think you're showing off to them. We're not showing off about this. This is life and death. We've gone over the edge now. Okay, we're in it. We're falling fast. Like, you think things are unrecognizable now. In 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, as fast as this is moving, a third of your block is going to have cancer. In 10 years, half your block's going to have cancer. A lot will survive, but you're going to go out in 10 years, if we're even here anymore, and there'll be people with walkers and people with pus bags on their heads and weird chemical injectors on them, and you're going to be getting vaccines every month just to try to be able to have a job, and they're just, and it's just, well, it's what happens now. You know, COVID kills everybody now, and they just keep giving us vaccines to try to counter the COVID, but it's not. It's the vaccines and the 5G and the GMO that's killing you. They're killing you. They're killing you. Oh, you can be a former U.S. attorney that's now a congresswoman who put out a big fake article that congressman had Ali Alexander in the Capitol, and they were casing it out the day before, and she saw them, and she wants them all arrested because he was reconning it. She knows that's all a lie. And then they put a Daily Mail article out saying, here's Jones. And it's me in the Georgia Capitol a month and a half ago. Here's Jones plotting with Ali Alexander in the Capitol. I didn't go in the Capitol, but they don't care. They're preying on people. It's all about when that woman looks at you, she's like, how do I deceive this person? To her, that's what she's been taught. Remember Jonathan Gruber, like 6 years ago? Jonathan Gruber, it's the Daily Mail, and I'm going to pull it up. Jonathan Gruber got up on C-SPAN and said to all these top professors, I'm going to teach you how to lie better and how to deceive people. They were just listening. He's like, well, let me tell you, I was chosen triple prices on Obamacare and to wreck the system. I'm really, there's, oh, sir, tell us for like hours. He's like, oh, here's how you lie and here's how you, and there's like the graduate students are all there. Oh, I mean, these are evil people. They've organized and converted like an enzyme crystallizing an entire body. They're people. They have an army of Satan now.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Free will. When you look at the left contradicting everything they say, saying violence is good, burning down cities, but then a few people break a few things and steal a lectern and sit in Pelosi's chair, and they say it's the end of the world and shoot people and kill them, and then one cop dies of a heart attack, and that's Pearl Harbor. That's for people under their spell, under Schumer's spell, to believe, we just survived Pearl Harbor. Let's give everybody Purple Hearts. But when Obama goes, yeah, I'm pretty good at killing people with drones. Yeah, so what? We probably usually kill about 50 innocent people when I kill one person, but I'm liberal, so it's all right. You know, yeah, I guess we firebombed Dresden, too, in World War II. But when Obama does it, it's good, but when Bush did it, it's bad. See, and you're like, well, that's oxymoronic. It's supposed to be. This is psychiatry. This is psychology. And to boil it down to just real common law or the universe terms, it's evil. It's unjust. It's fraud. And the brain gets to where it either accepts it and then starts malfunctioning by all the fraud and all the lies, or you transcend it and stand against it. There's no middle road here. That's why God said he was hot nor cold, so I spit him out of my mouth. Hot or cold. Don't ride the fence. Don't stand in the middle of the road. That's a bad place to be. But they teach you, oh, just stay neutral. There's no such thing. There never has been. So we've got, you know, all these Pelosi clips. I guess I could play it next hour where she's like, hey, they're burning stuff down and they're pulling down statues. They're killing people. And she's like, well, people are going to do what people do. Oh, but then, I mean, most of the video, there's like hours of people walking into the Capitol in between the velvet ropes. I mean, look at this. This is the Japanese attack at Pearl Harbor. Can you imagine? Yes, were there a few fights at the doors? Did a cop get crushed? Was it wrong? Yeah. This happens at big football games all the time. Much worse. You'll have like 15 dead at a soccer game. Is it the end of the world? We all got to have microchips up our nose now? You know, troops on the streets? Because they didn't have adequate crowd control. And because Antifa and, yes, some right-wing groups with them working together broke in. Because the accelerationists agreed with the Antifa. The Boogaloo boys, we now know, were there. They were wearing their orange hats. And they were going to start the revolution. Well, it didn't happen. Because people ideologically don't know what's going on, and because taking selfies is not a revolution. So this guy's got a stick in his hand. He's smart enough to cover his face up for the facial recognition. And you've got Homeland Security leading him through. And people ask, like, why are they taking selfies with him? Because they're trying to not get the crowd out of control. Now, we could ask the Capitol cop that gave the order for the stand down why he did it or who told him, but he's dead, bullet in the head. So 3,000 plus dead is now 4 dead citizens, 1 dead cop. You know, that doesn't make sense. It's not supposed to. Also, Georgia man charged at U.S. Capitol attack dies by suicide, gunshot in the chest. But they were there with zip ties, man. Q was ordering it that we were going to, everybody was going to Gitmo. It was going to happen. And I said, no, it's not going to happen. So let's look at Uganda. Uganda bans all social media ahead of election, sparking outrage. Well, all that Facebook and Twitter does is ban any nationalists or conservatives ahead of elections. That's what they basically do. I mean, Trump's been blocked off YouTube now, so he can't call for peace. He called for peace yesterday 3 times. None of it's out there because they want to say he's not calling for peace. See how that works? They silence you, not just to silence you. They silence you so they can then say every day on the national news, Alex Jones is sending people to the families of Sandy Hook homes right now. He's attacking their homes. He must be taken off air. Never said do that ever. Never is. They just keep saying it, though, because I can't respond. That's how they operate. It's funny to them. So look at this. Meltdown. Twitter says Uganda votes basic human rights. Now listen to this. Some of the best unintentional satire ever by Jack Dorsey. Ahead of the Ugandan election, we're hearing reports that internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights, and the principles of an open internet. Wow. And Pelosi, our election was hijacked. There's no question. Congress has a duty. But, hey, are you going to stop the burning and the fires and the killing? Well, people are going to do what people are going to do. In fact, let's play that first, the Tucker Carlson clip. But here's Pelosi. People are going to do what people are going to do. Here it is.
Respectfully, shouldn't that be done by a commission or the city council, not a mob in the middle of the night throwing it into the harbor?
People will do what they do. I do think that from a safety standpoint, it would be a good idea to have it taken down if the community
doesn't fell on a guy and killed him.
I don't know that it has to be a commission, but it just could be a community.
So if somebody walked up Pelosi, God forbid it turned into a martyr, seriously, and stabbed her in the neck, would that just, oh, people, put on our tombstone, people do what they do. No, lady, that's not how it works. Stop assaulting us, trying to get us to attack you so you can play the victim, you hunchback, devil-worshipping witch who will burn in hell. God has got you in his crosshairs, not us. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I'm going to play the Tucker Carlson clip on the Uganda hypocrisy, but first, I've got products you need that are amazing. X2 back in stock, 50% off. It's about to go up, so we're selling out of it. It's InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion's back in next week, so let you know that. Supernova Vitality just got back in. Pollen Block is selling out. Winter Sun is selling out, so I'm about to go back to regular price on that. Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com. And you've also got until Friday to get 2020 prices on storable food, ready to ship at preparewithalex.com. Huge discounts, up to $150 off on food orders. That's a one-year supply at InfoWarsStore.com. But the main subsite is preparewithalex.com. Here's Tucker Carlson knocking it out of the park.
Omar. Gentlewoman.
It's been a very tough week in the United States of America. A spasm of mob violence followed by an unprecedented crackdown on our basic civil liberties. This is the darkest time many Americans can remember. But even in the midst of this disaster, there have been flashes of comedy, and we're grateful for every one of them. We got one today. It was a statement from a group called the Global Public Policy Team at Twitter. Now, I mean, you may have thought Twitter was just a social media company run by some bearded ethereal pothead in downtown San Francisco, but not anymore. While you were sleeping, Twitter got bigger than you ever imagined it could. Twitter is now an independent nation state with its own National Security Council, an interagency constellation of foreign policy experts whose job it is to manage the world's affairs. So Twitter's global public policy team is really the company's own NSC. So the global public policy people weighed in today, as security councils do, on the upcoming elections in Uganda. And here's what they said about those elections. Quote, ahead of the Ugandan election, we're hearing reports that internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights, and the principles of the hashtag open internet. Access to information and freedom of expression, including the public conversation on Twitter, is never more important than during the democratic processes, particularly elections. End quote. So marinate in that a bit. Just let it sink in. Twitter is reminding the Ugandan people that censorship is immoral. Sorry, Ugandans, you're not allowed to silence other people's Twitter accounts.
Especially
in the run-up to an election. You just can't do that. Now, we recognize you don't have a Bill of Rights or a centuries-old tradition of self-government out there in Uganda, so you might not have known this as we do here. But to restate, censoring voters' social media accounts is hugely harmful. Online censorship violates, quote, basic human rights. In fact, it's an attack on democracy itself. Got that, Ugandans? Now, we understand you're a primitive, developing nation, so we'll give you a pass this time. But don't forget it. Censorship, bad. Hashtag open internet. It's almost too good.
It is.
In fact, we checked to see if it was real.
It's real.
Actually sent that.
It's real.
Which only proves that the tech monopolies are even worse than we thought they were. Not only are they cruelly authoritarian and totally dishonest, as well as limitlessly ambitious, but they are also, and we didn't know this, childishly stupid. They have no idea how they appear to others.
No, it's done on
they
purpose.
They can't see themselves. They lack
oh, that's good.
Fade
this down. The full clip's on InfoWars.com. No, Tucker, this is psych warfare. This is meant to train you to accept absurdity and that it's a double-standard system. That's why all the globalists and the cops in the blue cities, they go out to eat, they have parties, they don't wear masks. You wear masks. You're non-essential. They're essential. No, this is all done by design, Tucker.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.